Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Thursday, May 19th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. There are loud calls from several members of the Anaheim City Council for Mayor Harry Sidhu to resign. KPCC's Robert Garova says the increasing pressure on the mayor to step down follows news that he is the subject of an FBI corruption probe.
An FBI agent investigating the case alleges Sidhu shared privileged information with the Los Angeles Angels during ongoing negotiations to sell the stadium and adjoining property to the baseball team. According to the agent, recorded conversations also show Sidhu intended to solicit campaign contributions in exchange for a favorable deal for the Angels. At a city council meeting Tuesday, Councilman Avelino Valencia called the alleged actions extremely disheartening.
Tonight, I'm calling on the resignation of Mayor Harry Sidhu from the office of Mayor of Anaheim, and for him to also focus on his legal defense and let our city move ahead from this chapter.
Three other council members sent a letter to Sidhu's attorney calling for his resignation. Neither Sidhu nor his lawyer responded to a request for comment. On Tuesday, an Orange County Superior Court judge put the proposed $320 million sale of the stadium on hold due to the corruption investigation. I'm Robert Garova.
Somewhere inside a 7-volume diary mailed to a Chinese language newspaper in L.A., investigators hope to find clues into Sunday's deadly attack on an Orange County church. That diary was apparently written by David Zhou, the 68-year-old Las Vegas man now charged with murder and attempted murder in the shooting at the Geneva Presbyterian Church in Laguna Woods. The World Journal newspaper in L.A. turned that diary over to investigators in Orange County. There's no word yet on what is in the diary. The World Journal didn't publish its contents. Authorities have said Zhou harbored a long-standing grievance against Taiwan over tensions with China. City of Los Angeles now has a plan to buy a Chinatown apartment complex where affordable housing protections have run out. But KPCC's Phoenix So says tenants there are worried the deal won't come through soon enough to keep them from getting pushed out.
A new city report suggests using a reserve fund loan to buy Hillside Villa and keep the tenants in their apartments with affordable rents.
I'm afraid that some of my fellow neighbors might be homeless because I don't think they have the ability to pay expensive rent here.
Alejandro Gutierrez is among the tenants who say they faced huge rent hikes since the affordable housing covenant for the 124-unit building expired in 2019. L.A. City Councilmember Gil Cedillo, who represents the area, says eminent domain deals take time to work out. Gutierrez and other tenants wonder whether the proposal will become a reality and keep rents affordable. Landlord Tom Bott says he does not want to sell the building.
If Mr. Gutierrez is at risk of becoming homeless, he should be going on Section 8. The government should step up to its responsibility and support these tenants.
Bott says a majority of the tenants get federal rental aid, and only about a third would be affected by the rent hikes. Tenant advocates say it's more like half of the renters. City officials would not confirm how many Hillside tenants get Section 8 vouchers. Gutierrez and other tenants have gone on a rent strike. LA's housing department says no one at Hillside has filed a complaint about the rent increases. Gutierrez says tenants will take further action if they get eviction notices. I'm Phoenix So.
You know about the debate at the state level over reparations for Californians whose ancestors were held in slavery in the U.S. Well, the nonprofit community activist group Buried Under the Blue is also calling for reparations, this time for the families the city of L.A. evicted from Chavez Ravine decades ago so Dodger Stadium could be built. There were three neighborhoods there, Palo Verde, La Loma, and Bishop. Vincent Montalvo with Buried Under the Blue says his grandparents lived in Palo Verde.
They would tell me, you know, if somebody hurt, we hurt. And in Spanish, they said, you're one giant familia on one giant rancho. So one giant family on one giant ranch. So they brought those traditions from Mexico into those three communities to embrace each other.
Montalvo wants the city of L.A., the state of California, and the feds to provide reparations for the homeowners and renters evicted from Palo Verde, La Loma, and Bishop, plus a public apology and a monument dedicated to the, in their words, memory of the three destroyed communities. More than 700 people have signed the petition. We reached out to the city of L.A. and to the Dodgers for comment. No reply yet. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
This program is made possible in part by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.